Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
637, this is 100.1 FM AM 1020 News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning, I'm Kevin Battle. In 2 hours, we'll be speaking to the head coach of Pitt Soccer as they go for the Sweet 16 action in the NCAA soccer tournament in North Carolina today at 3 o'clock. So we wish them well. We'll speak to the coach coming up. Also, in a half hour, we will speak to, a hospital in the South Hills has undergone a major, major expansion, and we'll have all the details on that in a half hour.
Yeah, we have the chief medical officer who will be live with us to talk about that. And right now on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, former United States Congressman Keith Rothfuss joins us, who still is associated with the Republican Party, the RNC, certainly here in the region. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
We're good. How have you been through this process of COVID and the divisive campaign? And here we are in the first week of May. How are you and your family?
Well, we're doing well. We're healthy, thank God. We still have friends who have really suffered terribly with this disease. It's still out there. I have a good friend who just got out of the hospital after a couple of weeks, but it's still out there. We hope for better days to come with the vaccine being rolled out. And there's a lot of folks that have been struggling for a very long time.
Absolutely. And a lot of folks who wanted that vaccine had to wait for a while. But now it seems like we have the vaccines. If you want to get it, you can get it. So don't be hesitant. I want to ask you about there's a big visitor coming today, somebody from the administration, a cabinet member, U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg will be visiting Pittsburgh to talk about his boss's pitch for the infrastructure plan. But we don't have much information about that visit. Can you shine a little light on it for us?
Well, there has been a challenge, I think, with some communication coming out of the administration. I looked just the other day, you had the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen talking about the possibility of there being inflation out there, and then she backed that off right away. So, again, the communications effort hasn't been that good, and this is a very tough bill to sell, actually. They throw the name infrastructure on it. But there's a whole lot more on infrastructure. The things we think about as infrastructure, roads and bridges and airports, that's a very small part of this massive bill that they put together, $2.2 trillion, on top of all the money that we've been spending over the last year in response to the COVID pandemic. Some of very necessary other, you kind of scratch your head and think, what are they doing? But we do still have a debt issue that we should be concerned about. And so you see this $2.2 trillion bill coming down that they're calling infrastructure, and only a small fraction of it is infrastructure. You look at the Senate Republicans have put together a proposal. It seems Joe Manchin likes to take a look at that, a $600 billion package as opposed to the $2.2 trillion. Look, we got to pay our bills. We've had some tough times over the last year with respect to the pandemic and what happened to the economy. We had a great economy before the pandemic hit. Incomes were going up. Jobs were there. And so we've got to be very careful as we go forward how much money is out there and how much is being spent.
We're with former United States Congressman Keith Rothfuss. The trillion-dollar question for us, the citizens, is how are we going to pay for this?
Well, the administration is proposing some pretty significant tax hikes to pay for it, particularly on American businesses. One of the great things that we did was the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which really generated the kind of growth that we were seeing before the pandemic hit. Incomes were up, record low unemployment. But Joe Biden is proposing to raise taxes on American businesses that would be very detrimental to growth. Taxing our businesses higher, for example, than China taxes its businesses. Look, we just had this very sad story come out of the Mon Valley with U.S. Steel canceling a $1 billion investment that was going to be 1,000 union jobs. What are they looking at? They're looking at longer term. They're looking at policies coming out of state, coming out of Washington, D.C. When you see tax hikes coming, when you see regulations coming down the pike, it makes it very difficult to do business. This is what President Obama was all about a few years back. And I remember Janet Yellen testifying before one of my committees one time. She talked about the persistent economic headwinds, and they could never figure out why the economy wasn't growing the way they thought it would. And I suggested to her that the headwinds were man-made. They were coming out of Washington, D.C. And so here you have, with this big trillion-dollar bill, $2 trillion bill, Washington picking the winners and the losers. They want to build out, for example, charging stations for electric vehicles, 500,000 charging stations. I just drove by the Sheets up in Wexford. They have electric charging stations right there. There wasn't a big federal program to put those in. This is something that the private sector can be doing. Gas stations were built out in this country as the automobiles came online 120 years ago. You didn't need a big federal program to pick the winners and the losers and then leave the taxpayers holding the bag.
Yeah, the private industry will take care of, once demand gets up, they'll put the charging stations in more readily across the country. The president has said he's only going to raise taxes on businesses and the wealthy, those that make more than $400,000. But that's not where those tax hikes stay. They always get passed on to the consumer, which is me, you, and everybody else.
Well, always. And then you do have to look at the global competitive marketplace where companies are being taxed and what they're being taxed. And if you want the United States to be the highest taxed country with respect to taxing its businesses, and this is what would happen under this plan, taking it from a very competitive rate we have right now in the global marketplace. And when global companies are looking at where they build their factories, make investments, create jobs, they're looking at those tax rates.
Do you miss being a United States congressman and having to deal with Washington, or are you glad you don't have to deal with them directly now based on all the acrimony that's going on in our capital city?
Well, you do miss the people. You miss the friends that you've made over the years. But I got to tell you, it's very frustrating watching this process where very little legislating is getting done. And you've seen this with the last couple of big packages that come through. The 6-8 leaders in Congress put it together. They don't allow amendments on the floor. You're waiting and waiting, and then all of a sudden Nancy Pelosi drops something with very little time to read it. We saw this again in December. You get 6 hours to read thousands of pages and trillions of dollars. That's not how we should be legislating. So there needs to be an effort to reform Congress, how it works, making sure that rank and file is getting the input that they should as they represent their districts.
We appreciate your time and input, as always. You can go to KeithRothfuss.com. Still keeping in touch with the Republican Party here and in Washington. And please tell your wife we said happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
And we'll see what Pete Buttigieg has to say in Pittsburgh later.
Yeah, the U.S. Transportation Secretary coming to Pittsburgh in, well, about 6 hours, and exact location not yet released.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.